2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show. Let's see if this works. Welcome to the 15-minute morning show podcast. I see Froggy and Danielle and Gandhi and Skiri and Scotty B, and there's Straight Nate, and there's a Garrett, and there's David Brody.
Hey,
Brody.
How you doing?
Welcome,
Brody. Are you officially on? I can't hear him. Brody, I can't hear you. Let's not do an entire 15 minutes of this.
Brody, toggle your snowball.
Toggle.
Oh, there he is. No.
That's it.
Yeah,
I think
see
my
you
levels.
Now,
there you are.
Okay, now you're on. Okay, now we hear you. Hi, Brody.
Hi. Scary, stop screwing me.
I'm really not.
I don't think he's screwing you, Brody.
You know what? See, Froggy knows.
I don't think he
God
is,
God only
though.
Knows why. God only knows why we have this trouble every day. Let's go around the room and get everyone's opinion on why they think it doesn't work. Froggy, we'll start with you.
I think you set up like at the last minute, and that's why it doesn't work. And there's a lot of moving pieces here. And so I think if we set up earlier, maybe we would have better success.
Do you care to respond?
That's a theory.
Okay, all right. Let's move to Danielle. Now, Danielle, I'm sure you have the answer. What do you think?
I agree with Froggy. I've got lots of answers. I agree with Froggy 100%, but I also think that he's got too much crap and that he can whittle it down to what Garrett uses, and it would be much simpler to set up.
All right. Well, that's good. We are sending him a new microphone. It's already ordered, Brody. Did Andrew get in touch with you for your address?
Yes, we're all confirmed.
Ah, okay. Gandhi, what is your hypothesis?
I'm going to put Froggy and Danielle's together and say it's probably a combination of not setting up early enough and then not buying the right equipment, even though Scary told him to. I think it's probably right. both of those things.
Yeah. So far, they're saying it's not Scary. It's basically you, right. Brody. That's what they're saying. I'm not saying it's true.
Well, I would say Froggy is right, and everyone who agree with him. The problem is, because the way Scary has it set up, I have to listen to my Bluetooth earpiece to the radio station through my phone. And I'm using my phone for Zoom. So I can't go into Zoom until right before we get into Zoom.
Okay, well, so it's Scary.
How come Garrett
does it? Is there a better way to do it? Yo, Garrett can boom run in.
That's the thing. Garrett and Brody are using the same exact line, the same exact program I'm using. So Garrett never has problems connecting. I think it's a Mac PC thing. Because Garrett has a Mac.
I'm not using my Mac or my PC. It's not that. It's the phone.
What are you using? You're using a phone.
I'm using my phone for Zoom, and I'm also using my phone to monitor the feed from Scary.
He's using a PC crap.
It's the jankety
droid. I am not using my computer, Scary.
Right. It's the jankety droid problem. If you had an iPhone, it would work right away.
It's not a phone problem. It's the way Scary has me set up. I hate you all.
Let's not turn this into a battle. I mean, we were here for solutions. Now, Straight Nate, the senior executive producer. You've got to fix this. This is all happening on your watch. This makes you look bad. Straight Nate.
Well, it's actually working.
On my watch, the employees working from home would have purchased the proper equipment in order to broadcast from home. I know Danielle and Froggy and Gandhi and you, Elvis, you got higher speed internet in order to broadcast from home without any glitches. You probably spent some of your own money out of your own pockets.
Well, all the people you mentioned had equipment provided by the radio station.
They also spent money out of their own pockets in order to get their setups correct. And, you know, I just feel like if I was broadcasting from home, I would have done the same.
All right, I'll sell my three kids and buy Scary's $20,000 system.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Somebody pulled out the victim card.
So Garrett. So yes. Now we go to Garrett now. Garrett is very key in this conversation because you actually have the same setup that Brody should have. And correct. You did the radio station send equipment home with you?
No.
Okay.
No,
so, but it's working. It's working. So you really think that it's just having that big, fat, penile-looking microphone is the answer?
Correct. Correct. You know when you're I want to be the kid in the class that knows he has the right answer, but I don't want to, like, push it in anybody's face, so I'm just going to sit back and let everybody else tell Brody.
Well, no. That's not it.
In all fairness, though, when we first started this, Brody said he was using a PC to monitor one other thing, but he wasn't connected to another thing. He had four different computers going on at first. I don't know where the setup is now, but the truth is that if he had a Mac and he had this microphone, he would be fine. Two steps.
Okay. All right. All right.
So I'm not about the Mac.
I've got a question for Brody.
Reclaiming my time.
Brody, what are those trophies behind your head? What did you win? What are those for?
Oh, yeah. Do these old trophies things?
Yeah.
Oh, bowling trophies, baseball trophies. I don't know how those got there.
Well, show us, because they weren't there last time.
Yesterday.
Oh, they were here yesterday. You didn't notice them.
Oh, were they?
Because he couldn't connect.
No, that's because the screen was shooting to the roof.
Because yesterday we were looking at your ceiling.
Oh, okay. You know, the ironic part is everything is working today, and I'm still getting grief.
Can I just point out something? As far as economics of this, he says he doesn't have the money. He has all these kids, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He has not been driving into work, so he has not been paying for gas or tolls. By my calculations, not using the Holland Tunnel, you've saved over $700 in tolls alone.
Oh, wow.
That's great, Brody. Congratulations.
So I've gone from not making enough money to making enough money.
Now, please. Don't even stop.
Oh, no, hold on. I'm not implying the company's not paying me enough. I'm just implying my bills are too much.
So loud. Oh, God.
Sorry.
Yeah, I've got kids in college. Why is he so loud?
I have no control. You have to back away from them. That mic has no volume control because it's not cheap.
Oh, my God. Suck it, Scary.
And Scary, your mic's very low. Scary, your mic's very low.
Scary, your mic is low, and Brody's so loud. What, Gandhi?
I also just want to point out.
Wait, look at Danielle. Danielle, what happened? What happened?
Danielle, what is wrong with you?
I give up. I just give up.
What? Why do you give up?
I just don't give up.
All right. What's that, Gandhi? What were you saying?
I wanted to add on to what Nate said about the economics and pointing out Brody has kids, but Garrett has kids too, and Garrett bought the microphone.
Okay, I'll answer that. Garrett has two young kids. I've got three, and one's in college. Mm-hmm. It's a much more expensive situation.
Do any of your kids have jobs?
Oh, my God.
How's your kid doing?
He's 17. He has a job. He works 32 hours this week. He's doing great.
Yeah, you've got one kid.
But he's working, though. He's.
What the
hell? You know what? My kid was in her second year of college at 17.
Elvis, I thought you said the podcast was not going to turn into this, Elvis.
Well, no, I don't know. I'm just amused beyond belief. Now, Brody,
are we doing show and tell now, Garrett?
I will say, Brody, that throughout this, quarantine, you seem to have become a little bitter, and I'm trying to. Get to the bottom of that. Am I the only one? You don't seem happy. And I don't know. What can we do to make you happy?
We're happy.
According to Nate, I'm saving $700. Why shouldn't I be happy?
Yeah. Okay. That's pretty good.
Can I do my impersonation of what Brody looks like when he signs on? You haven't seen this.
Okay.
So, Brody, because when you sign on, your phone is directly looking at the light fixture on your ceiling, and it's you below. And here's what it looks like. Here's what we see when you sign on. Wait, hold on.
What are we doing? It is always from below, right? Like eclipsy always, with the light.
It's like it's a bad angle. You see how it's not.
Back to your question: why am I in a bad mood?
Yes, why are you in a bad mood?
I can't imagine.
I saved Brody $170 yesterday.
Here it comes.
The motor on his wife's NutriBullet went out, and I said, "Oh my God, I have a NutriBullet RX with like the premium version with all. I don't haven't used it in six
years.
Come pick it up and take
it." What? Hold on. Aww. Are we talking about his wife's? Is this a vibrator? What are you talking about?
It's a food processor.
You know, the thing that makes smoothies?
So yeah.
I saved him money. He should be in a great mood.
And I saved you money today. I bought you a new microphone. So
and you didn't have to pay the Holland Tunnel today. Wow, you're really saving a buck.
Yeah.
You saved over $1,500 in a day. This is fabulous news.
Yay. No? Okay.
He's frozen. Oh, no, he's just sitting there. I thought he was frozen.
I will ask you this. And this question is to Brody and everyone on the show. Do you guys miss all of us being together? I mean, other than the COVID thing. Okay, think about it for just a moment.
Not anymore.
I do. I missed you guys. I definitely felt like being in the same room.
I was watching video of us from an old show the other day. And we're all in the same room just kind of laughing and, you know, and having a good time back when we could. And I was like, wow, look at that energy and that chemistry in that room. So different than what we're doing now.
And then today happened.
There are some days I miss it and some days not so much.
Right. How much time do we have left?
3.5 minutes.
Wait, why are you, are you showing, telling us something, Garrett?
I just wanted to bring something into the mix. I mean, just to change it up. It's my kid's bouncy toy.
It's a bouncy toy.
Yeah, blew this up the other day. It's a purchase Amazon.
Oh, I love that. It's so cute. Hey,
yeah.
So Brody, back to the trophies. Can you bring one forward and give us a story?
Sure.
Yeah.
What's this?
So this is one of my baseball trophies. I got it when I was a teenager for MVP of the team.
Nice. Oh,
cool. What team was that?
Oh, it was my little league team.
Did you have a name? The Brooklyn
Bombers?
Fill
in the blank.
It was sponsored by a restaurant called Captain Gale's, which isn't around anymore. This is one of my many bowling trophies. This was for first place for my team.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, I used to be quite the athlete. It was a while ago.
Scary. Why did you laugh like that? That wasn't nice.
I know.
I wouldn't categorize bowling as being athletic.
Well, I wouldn't categorize you as being athletic. Scary, let's see your trophies and tell us about the sports you play.
If Scary had a trophy, Brody, if Scary had a trophy collection, what would it be?
It would be a mouth and food in it.
Nice!
Or a golden donut.
I've played basketball with Scary. So we all show up to this gym. Scary shows up in the gym like shorts from like 1984 with knee-high socks, and we're all wearing basketball shorts.
Stop it!
and he shoots like this with his two hands put together.
Aww. Whatever.
That's cute. I would love to see that. Do you have any trophies at home, Straight Nate? Does your mom have any of your trophies?
I do have. Second place for soap opera acting from a talent competition I went to.
Oh. Wow. Elvis, tell us about that one trophy you got.
No.
You got a trophy?
No.
Daniel, do you have any trophies?
Yes, I do. I have a bunch upstairs.
Like what?
I have a lot of theater stuff from when I was a kid, and then I have a lot of radio. We have a lot of radio stuff from years. When I did Pajama Party, we got a lot of stuff. We won a bunch of stuff. Sheldon has a lot of trophies and stuff, too, from real estate. He wins, he's got a friggin' case full of trophies and medals and all kinds of things.
What about you, Gandhi? Trophy?
Oh, yeah. Mine were from soccer and track, some senior superlatives, step team. But I went home in February, and I tried to throw all of them away because I was like, well, what do I want this for? I have no need for a trophy from, high school, right? And my mom got so angry. She was like, how dare you? That's a memory for me. She took them out of the trash can and kept them. Wow. So,
oh, my God.
There you go. I know.
Wow. She dug them out of the trash. What about you, Frog? Yeah. Do you have any trophies?
Yeah, I've got one trophy. Her name is Lisa. Hi-o.
Hey! Hi-o. That's nice.
Hi-o. We have 15 seconds left. Nice. I finally said something nice about her.
Yeah, and she couldn't hear it.
I guess Can we please, next time we do a 15-minute morning show podcast, let's do something other than this.
Yeah.
Deal.
That sounds
Deal.
Great.
Deal.
All right, bye.
What did we do?
The 15-minute morning show.